Who ever did an interview? Well, then first make around what your experience is.
I think it's very difficult to find that point which is interesting enough for you. I mean, not just... I feel difficulties in this, because I felt that I have my own view, and of course somehow I want to express my own view, and I think it makes difficulties with the person, because maybe I push my own opinion too much.
Yeah, that's a real danger. Yeah, I hate to read interviews in which the questions are much longer than the answers.
Actually, sometimes I try to provoke with the questions to go even against me in order to get a contra reaction with the interviewer. And I think for me, actually, it was very important to be prepared very good.
Yeah,
and to have somehow structure of the questions so that I knew which topics I will touch upon. Then I think it's very good that interviewer, actually, you have to also have in mind that you do a little bit of ego massage on him or her. They very much like if you know some detail and you somehow in the question touch upon some details, and they are very happy to tell you almost everything.
I think that indeed about constructing the interview, this is a problem, because sometimes I need it, sometimes I don't need it. If I know the person that I interview, I think it's about empathy. If I don't have the empathy with the person that I interview, I find it very hard to find that click to the right question, like
being
a butterfly.
You're trying to find ways to enter the person, to open up his personality.
You're really in trouble when it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
you're
in trouble.
Yeah, you made a lot of interviews. Yeah. You told me yesterday. Yeah.
And I think the most important thing is to listen very well and to try and see what kind of person is in front of you.
Yeah.
Because everybody is different and everybody has another way of speaking. And some people are really extrovert and will tell you everything.
Yeah.
Then you have to cut them off because you go on for 5 hours and they still just have started. But then there are other people who are very shy and they need sympathy and they need time. And because sometimes people say the last thing you should do is just let them talk.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly that's true, but some people need that because they are thinking of how to formulate. And so, I'm sorry, I really don't know how to put this, and I'm a little bit confused. And when you give them time to think, sometimes they have said what they had to say and you think, yeah, okay. And then they go quiet for a couple of seconds and then they start again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell you what you want to know. So it's really important, I think, to see what kind of person is in front of you and to let them talk in the way they they can talk.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the same experience, but for me there's a difference between interviewing a man and a woman. In the sense that, well, women are inclined to talk. Men too, but you can interrupt a woman, and then she's very flexible. But when you interrupt a man, he can be totally confused.
Why?
Angelina?
Well, I think I have two problems with the interview. The first one, sometimes I'm inclined to ask two general questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then I think that the person gets lost in them.
Yeah.
Or thinks that it has to say something very clever and general. Perhaps I need to really to focus more on what I want from an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is what you said. Sometimes my questions are based on my interpretation of something, and it is as if I impose this interpretation, and I want him to comment on my interpretation and not on not on the thing itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really tricky, and it's really a question of approach.
I don't know what to do when you have a structure and the person is talking and, of course, going somewhere else that you don't have idea, and suddenly you feel more inclined to the place that the person is going, and you forget your structure, and
yeah.
everything is mishmashed. I don't know what to do there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't try to have control.
No. Yeah?
That's my experience. Yeah. Yeah. Don't try to have control. Because in a way, I don't know if you share that experience, but in a way, when you have done your research well, and you know what you want to ask, in a way, the conversation will, at the end, include things that you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes in a totally different way than a logical way. Mm-hmm. It goes in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had an interview in which I thought that I missed points
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to... I missed them when I want to have control. When
mm-hmm.
I say, oh no, not that, we go there my way.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes your way, forget it. And text it. Yeah, it has, like a text, it has its own logic, huh? The interview.
Mm-hmm. But
and that's what I like.
There is something that I want to ask you, because it's like a piece of advice that I want to... when we transcribe the interview, this is a problem. Sometimes the interviewed person is a great artist, but not a very good speaker, and
mm-hmm.
the substance of the interview is somehow... And then I try to transcribe in a way that he... is well written by the others.
Yes.
What's the right way to do that? And is it, well, whenever I finish editing an interview, I send it back to the interviewed person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he forgot something, and sometimes they say, oh, I forgot to say that.
Mm-hmm.
May I add or something?
Yeah.
But with transcribing the interview, this is something that I really
No,
want
I
to
know
learn
exactly
more about.
What you mean. It's always you polish the person. Huh?
Yeah.
And I think that should be your intention if you're not interviewing politicians. that they come out at their best or at their most remarkable.
Mm.
Not their best, but their most remarkable. And the best compliment that I can get is when somebody says, oh, this is really him. Yes, that's what you do. You make it better. And I also think that to read what somebody has said exactly is impossible. I mean, it's often so incoherent. So you have to work on it. You have to polish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually like to, you know, every like interviewer has his or her own way of speaking or style of speaking, and this is something that it can be used.
Okay.
But you use some stylistic of his or her speech, rhythm, some I don't know.
Yeah. The most difficult thing will be to get in the interview, to get yourself out of it, in it and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? This distance is always is always difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You are the tool for the interview. There are different ways of making an interview, of course. You can have the question answer thing. You can have the total monologue that you leave all the questions out, which can be beautiful too.
This is actually very much also methodology. Now, there is in history, history sciences, historiography, very popular, this subjective history. So, for example, the first rule when you're doing interview with some people who are present, for example, I don't know, in demonstration in May 68 in Paris, for example, and the first rule is that the first session you do is they're talking, they're talking, and you don't interrupt.
Mm.
So that you see which is the switches that they make, or, you know, that comes their structure.
Yeah, but very often, very often people who are so talk so fluently about their work, they tell that everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they repeat, just repeat.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what you want. Mm-hmm. You want something. You have your ambition. You want something special. What of course happens very often because you're not universal in your knowledge, is that the other one is speaking about something that you don't know, or that you're not so, the subject is not so familiar to you. For example, I've interviewed architects, but architecture is not my thing. And then don't try then to ask questions about really theoretical architecture, architectural theory, because you don't know that. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. Mm-hmm. And look for your own way. because then something comes out that nobody has done properly. Mm-hmm. Huh? Also, when we are too empathic with the persons that we start interviewing, the interview will all be very interesting. Mm-hmm. It can also be a trap.
Yeah.
It can be a trap because you start kind of dialogue with somebody and you're both on the same level, and before you know, you are both working out a whole new project, so to say.
Yeah.
And that is not what an interview is about. In an interview, as an interviewer, you're a kind of advocate of the devil, because you want something out of the other one that normally he wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also sharpen his mm-hmm. and your own vision.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you try to do. And in journalism, you see that in the extreme. They always try to get out of politicians the maximum sensation, so to say. And they have all kind of tricks. We don't have to do that. I mean, because it simplifies too much. But at the other hand, you have to be to sharpen your mind about what the other one is doing and where you can place it, and if it has particular questions. And I think we should talk now about the questions.